Ray Bonneville is a gifted storyteller and a musician who has crafted a style of folksy blues that is unmistakably his own. His music displays a strength and discernment that many artists never attain, and the strength of his songs reflect a life well lived. On April 12, he'll be bringing his singular style to Victoria in a show that reflects the poetry of a life characterized by hard living and deep feeling. "I'm just interested in telling a story with a hypnotic groove," Bonneville says. "My music is simple, but I think it works because it's honest. I have to believe my own story. I write what I believe, and I believe what I write." And Bonneville has a lot of life to be honest about. It's been said that there's two kinds of music. Music you like, and the kind you don't. I try to make certain that I'm playing the first kind. He left home when he was 16, escaping an ever-contentious relationship with his father who he describes as not a gentle man. He was expelled from school and enlisted in the United States Marine Corps just in time for the Vietnam War. When he returned from Vietnam, he worked as a cab driver, a flight instructor, a bush pilot, and, well, more jobs than most people would ever imagine. But during all of that time, Bonneville was a musician, although he's still self-deprecating when it comes to that part of his life. "I never studied music. I learned no theory or anything," Bonneville says. "It was like, early on, I learned the chords on page one of book one of a guitar book, and I've been making a living playing those chords ever since." Of course, that's not really the case. The honesty in Bonneville's songs more probably stems from the fact that he's allowed an organic evolution of his music. "When I began, I was doing covers of George Jones and Hank Williams Sr., Mississippi John Hurt and Lightnin' Hopkins," Bonneville recalls. "Their music was real, and they weren't afraid to show people who they were. That's the kind of music that inspired me." Bonneville took that inspiration and, when he was 42 years old, decided to write his own music. "I'd already been performing for 25 years by then, and I'd been influenced by everything I'd ever heard. But I wanted to tell my own story, and I was at a place where I had something to say," Bonneville says. His 2023 release, On the Blind Side, his 10th album, illustrated that fact. The album leaned into the autobiographical introspection while maintaining the imagery and rich character portraits that have characterized his work. But far from being world-weary, Bonneville's music still has the capacity to bring out an optimistic viewpoint of life with songs like Lucky Moon. "Performing music is about taking chances. People come to see you and it's like they're watching a high-wire act without a net," Bonneville says. "You want to take chances, be human, breath. The music has to be human. And I don't worry about making mistakes," he adds. "I used to be mortified if I made a mistake while playing, but I realized that those are the things that make the music real. These days, if I make a mistake, I might just repeat it just to show that I can," he says with a chuckle. For Bonneville, music is quite simple. It's been said that there's two kinds of music. Music you like, and the kind you don't. I try to make certain that I'm playing the first kind. Bonneville will be appearing all around BC. In April with Vancouver Island performances at Courtney's Old Church Theatre April 11th and in Greater Victoria at the Oak Bay Recreation Centre April 12th. Find tickets for the Oak Bay show at beaconridgeproductions.com/2024/07/ray-bonneville-2/. Next up are stops at the Duncan Showroom April 13th and in Parksville at Knox United Church April 14th.